Welcome to the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour. This broadcast is brought to you through the supporting members and friends of Prayer Outreach Ministries in Toronto, Ontario. And we trust that you will be blessed as you open your hearts to the Word of God for your life. And now, for today's message, here is Pastor Wayne Cinch.
Today's reading is coming to you from the Gospel of Luke chapter 15. Looking from the 11th verse, it says, "A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, I would like you to give me the portion of goods that is entitled to me.' And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the young son gathered everything that he possessed, and he took his journey into a far country. And there he wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And that citizen, the only job he had was to feed his swines. And he sent him into his field to feed the swines. And when he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants my father has, and he has enough bread to spare, and I am here perishing with hunger.'" In verses 18 through 19, he says in Luke 15, "I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Just make me as one of your hired servant.'" Oh, dear God, I pray that may your word touch some person out there today. Someone who might be out there, dear God, who is wondering, somebody, oh God, who had strayed from you. Touch and bring that person into fellowship back with you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Oh, beloved, today I want you to know this rich young man. Oh, here he was. He gathered every single thing. He was in a home. Here we see that the father made it very clear to him, probably, that it is dangerous to go out there. But he ignored all the warnings. And he said to his father, "Listen, I would like to take my inheritance. I am of age now. I'm a big boy now. Oh yes, I have heard and I have seen enough in the day and time in which we live. Oh, the devil is out there working in the hearts and in the minds of many young people. And even some of you who had been down that road, you may have realized that it is not worthwhile throwing it all away in the land, in the hour, in the path of sin. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You see, in that home, there is a certain man, and that man represents God the Father. And this father, he had two sons. He has more sons than that, but these are representative, you see. And one of those boys is called the elder, and the younger, the other one is called. We see the lovely home, and out in front there stands the father and the two boys. Now, can you imagine? Let us see our Lord put some more. He put some more light on the dark picture for us today. In verses 12 through 13, the younger of them said to his father, "Give me what belongs to me." And what the father did, he divided unto his sons. He divided unto them his living. He worked hard. He sweat. And he labored and he saved up. And he gave them to his children. And not many days right afterwards, the younger one took a journey, and he went down the road to nowhere. Oh, here in this lovely home, a home in which there was everything in the world that the heart of man could ever want. Oh, in the home, in the church, in the body of Christ. Oh, in the kingdom of God I'm talking about. There is love, there is joy, there is fellowship, there is safety, there is comfort, there is eternal security. And this young man does a very strange thing. He says, I'm tired of the discipline. I don't like it here anymore. I would like to stretch my wings. I like to stretch my legs. I'm heading down the path that I have chosen. Oh, there might be so many out there today. Maybe you have wandered away from God. Maybe there's somebody out there today who is listening to me. Maybe you had been a Christian, and maybe you found yourself in the wrong crowd. I would like you to know today in the world, there is a crowd to suit every occasion and every lifestyle and every desire. Oh, we need to be led by the Spirit of God. I'm not here to condemn you and to criticize you. I'm here to let you know how much God loves you, and He loves me. God sent His Son into this world to give us life and fellowship, and to bring us into a divine relationship, and to give us His righteousness. Oh, yes. This young man, he's been looking over the pasture, and the grass always looked greener on the other side. And he decided one day to go right on and to have fun. Oh, yes, he went down the road. He took all that he had. And verse 14 says, and when he had spent all, I don't know where you are in your life right now. Maybe you are an adult. Maybe you had been a Christian. Maybe you are somebody out there, you were taught the right things. Maybe some of you had misinterpreted someone's life. Maybe the devil came in and spoke something ill and possessed your mind with all kinds of negative things, and you wandered away even from the flock. I want you to know today in verse 14, when he had spent all, I tell you something today. If you are not abiding in the Word of God, and you are not living in love and fellowship with one another in the body of Christ, there is going to come an hour when you will be spent. Your life is going to be spent. You will become dry and empty and vulnerable to all the oppression and all the possession of the devil. And the devil does not have any good intention towards you. There might be people in your life who are influencing you out there. They're telling you, come on, you don't listen. You don't need to listen to the reasonings of your loved ones. You don't need to stick in one place. Oh, there is much fun out there. But I tell you, beloved, it is not fun to sin against God. It is not fun to wander away from our Heavenly Father. He loves us. Only Him and Him alone offers security and protection from all the elements of sin and the powers of hell and destruction. And when he had spent all, there arose a famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Can you imagine? Not only is he in a very bad way financially, but the country is also in a bad way economically. There had been a downturn. Jobs were scarce. There had been a depression. Oh, and he couldn't find job. You see, in that country where he thought the grass was greener, the grass has now dried up, and they are having a famine. There is real problems, and he was now in need. If you want to know the truth, he is afraid to go home. He should not have been afraid, because his Father loves him. You and I probably had wandered from God many times, but thank God for His love and mercy, that for those of us who have returned home to our Heavenly Father, we have re-experienced His love. His love is the same. Oh, yes, it is. He should never be afraid of returning back to God. Beloved, I want you to know, now he's desperate. He is so desperate that he's willing to do any kind of job. Lower his standard. And can you imagine? He is so desperate that he's going to do something that no Jew would ever have done unless he'd hit the rock bottom. This young man has hit rock bottom. He can't find a job. He can't provide for himself. He's now going hungry. All he had, and those friends that he had, when he had enough to spare, they're all gone. Oh, show me your friends, and I will tell you who you are. You need to hang around Bible-believing, faith people who love God. And eventually he joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly. Maybe you thought a moment ago that I was exaggerating about the situation. Our Lord made it very clear that they wouldn't help him. No man gave unto him. Verse 16 says that no man gave unto him. Why is it today that Christians sometimes get the impression that the man of the world is really his friend when he's trying to lead him into sin and lead him away from God? Well, believers, I want you to know that no man out there who is not filled with the Spirit of God is going to lead you into the things of God. This young man got the impression that the people in the crowd were his friends. Beloved, only Jesus is your friend. And when you turn to him, the Bible says that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It doesn't matter where you've been. Doesn't matter what you've done. Maybe you had committed the worst of sins. There is forgiveness. There is reconciliation with God because Christ gave his all for each one of us. Open your heart today and you can ask him right where you are. And he thought these folks were his friends, but they were not. Now we don't have any letters that he wrote back to some of his friends at home. But one thing we did know, there were no phones in those days like we do have today in abundance. He couldn't make an emergency call. He couldn't call for help. But then suddenly he said in verse 18 through 19, I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned. Oh, many times you and I have come to that place, and we all need to acknowledge that we have sinned and come short of the glory and of the will of God. And I tell you, if we mean it from the depth of our hearts, God will forgive us. He will cleanse us. He will clean us. He will pardon us. And he will deliver us. And he will set us back on the path of righteousness. Maybe there are people out there who will never forgive you, who will never forgive me, who will never forgive us of any of the things we had ever done. But as long as God in heaven forgive us, we are well forgiven. And we are able to receive all that God has in store for each one of us. And heaven is our home. I would like you to know this young man made it clear. I'll go to my father, and I would like to be one of his hired servants. Jesus says, in my Father's house, there are many mansions, many abiding places, in John 14, verse 2. I would like you to trust him with all of your heart. When you trust him, he is going to see you through. Today you can trust in Jesus. You can come back to him. He will fill you with his presence, power, and spirit. And when he came back home, you can read the entire story of this young man's life, all the way from verses 22 through 24. The Father received him, forgave him, and reestablished him. And there was joy once more in that house. God richly bless you. And I hope you enjoyed today's message. Do write to us. Give us a call. And we do encourage you also. We need not only your physical, but also your financial support in any way and in whatever you can do to help us keep this program on the air. God bless you. And let us know what God is doing in your life. May the Lord bless you until next time. Have yourself a blessed day with the Lord Jesus Christ.
What a blessing it was to have you join us in our broadcast today. This has been a presentation of Prayer Outreach Ministries. We are located at 587 Oakwood Avenue, one block south of Eglinton West. And if you are in the Toronto area, we'd love you to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. in one of our miracle services. We also meet every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. We'd love to hear from you and to know what God has done for you through this radio broadcast today. We can be contacted at Prayer Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1346, Station K, Toronto, Ontario, M4P3J4. Our local phone number is 416-784-1312, and we have a toll-free number, 888-784-1312. Our email address is prayeroutreachministries.org. Until next time, God richly bless you.